Hi, thank you for calling Local Slash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
My first name is Charles. My last name is Tarleton, T-A-R-L-T-O-N.
Hey, Charles. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's wonderful. And Charles, for me to pull up your account here, can you help me with your business phone number, please?
Yeah, my business phone number is... The number you should have is 305-586-3399.
All right, so let me just try to pull up that account here real quick. Hold on. All right, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. So I have your account pulled up here. I believe that you're calling about your business, the Altura Drone Services LLC. Is that correct?
Ma'am.
Wonderful. And yes, sir, what can I do for you today?
Ma'am, we are kind of at a crossroads, and not really anything to do with you guys per se, but we are going to have to end our business relationship with you guys. It's a financial thing. This isn't doing as well as we'd like for it to do it. We've had a sat down and actually had a conference call today, and we're looking at ways to hold on to our ready cash. And unfortunately, we are not getting the bang for the buck, per se, with Local Splash. Like I said, you guys did what you said you were going to do, and that's very appreciative, but the money that we spend monthly for what you guys are doing, we just aren't getting a return of investment on it.
Well, I do regret to hear that you wanted to cancel. You mentioned you're not getting the ROI of what you're paying us. Are you referring about, you know, not you getting leads or the kind of calls that you're getting, per se?
Exactly.
Hello, Charles?
I'm here.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead, please. I'm so sorry. You were cutting in and out.
I'm sorry. No, so exactly. So the lead. So we pay you guys, I don't know, $250 a month. And over the 3 months that we've been with you guys with respect to the commitment we've made, let's just call it $750. And we've gotten not leads, we've gotten probably six or seven leads, but out of those, we've only gotten two jobs from that. Now, we used Angie's List with respect to some of our commercial and residential companies, and we spend that amount, and we get 10 times the amount of leads. Now, we don't close all those leads, obviously, but we have definitely gotten more business from Angie's List and what we've paid them, and we are and the money that we make from the business we get from Angie's List, it pays for, more than pays for what we pay Angie's List. Unfortunately, the two jobs that we got through Local Splash through our Facebook page, you know, it didn't even cover 1 month. Well, no, that's not true. It did cover the month. So basically, it paid for Local Splash. But we didn't make any money after that. So in speaking with my partner, we have a LLC partnership. We feel like we can better spend the money that we have with you guys towards, put that towards our leads with Angie's List, knowing that we get a lot more leads and can close that business. It seems to be easier and money towards the business.
Completely understandable, sir. Well, in terms of the company that we are actually running for your business here, we're actually doing SEO. So technically, your main goal is to definitely help you towards getting more online presence in Google. So what I wanted to say is that the kind of leads that you're expecting to get from, you know, this kind of something is completely different from Angie's. Angie's has something to do with paper leads campaign, I'm afraid. That's why you might be getting a lot of leads or what exactly they're paying us. But for the amount that they're paying us with us, it's really more about giving you a good online presence. If that can tell you we're managing your Google business profile and make sure that you're getting online traffic. And also running your Facebook ads campaign with the $219 that you were paying us on a monthly basis. So, yep, going back to the kind of leads that you're getting, I do notice it here that for the leads for Facebook, I believe that your call to action, so that when people see your ad, they actually fill out a form. You know, we can always make some revisions, but if you would like to definitely track more leads coming in, we can change it to call or to call only. So technically, if they have questions, if they see your ads, then they were just going to call the number right away instead of filling out a form. And that way, that would definitely help you as well to increase the number of your leads. But again, going back, the leads that you're getting to expect if you are visible online, like publicly in Google and Facebook, you would expect like organic calls or like a mixed calls either from potential clients, or you would also be getting calls like from telemarketer or spam calls. And that's also the same reason that, as what you said, you might only get, you know, close leads, like for 3 or 2 leads from what you're paying us. So we have options here. We can, again, improve or change your call to action for Facebook ads. If we're not getting any leads from Facebook, like filling out a form, we can change it to call only. And that way, they will definitely call you right away. But SEO-wise, like for Google Business Profile Managing and giving you a good online presence in Google, you're actually doing good. I just noticed that you don't have any reviews yet. So that's also something as well that we can definitely discuss, because, you know, reviews definitely help you as well attract potential clients. But again, it's completely different from Angie's, because Angie's is the one that's going to generate leads for you. That's why you're paying them for leads.
Exactly. And and I hear what you're saying. But unfortunately fortunately for our business, it's based on the generation of leads. The more leads we get, obviously, the more business chances we get. And the ton of leads that we want to get are more along the lines of commercial business as opposed to the residential business that we're getting, and the two leads that we were able to close through Facebook were residential properties. And that's great for a general pressure washing company, but our focus is sort of more specific with respect to using the drone, reaching, you know, our goal are 4, 5, 6 story buildings. So our market is more commercial. And so that's kind of what we're looking at. And unfortunately, like I said, we're 3 months in and we're already running into a cash flow kind of cash crunch problem, and we've got to slow that down. And once again, in discussions this morning with our team, it's just we aren't getting the bang for the buck with Local Splash, and we can use that $250 in other areas more so than what we are spending right now with you guys. So I appreciate you guys, you know, wanting to help and reach out, but it's just a cash flow problem, and, you know, we have to make some sacrifices on our end, or we're not going to be in business much longer, and so you won't get paid and we won't get paid. And that's just sort of the truth of the matter.
Yeah, I heard you, sir. Well, what I can definitely do here for you, because, of course, it's also good that you have Angie's, but I also really recommend to also have a Google business profile. I know that you're getting leads from Angie's, but it's also best that you're also visible in Google, because it's also one way that your client can see you, and they can also make sure, like, you know, business-wise, that you're Google or you're verified in Google, because that's really one thing that, you know, most of clients can definitely see. You know that they can confirm that your business is actually a verified business, where they can get more jobs and get more services as well. So I heard you that you're not getting any leads, or it's not generating any leads from the Facebook ads. You know, we can always Keep one product and leave the other. So if you like, we can definitely pause Facebook ads at the moment, because that actually costs $100 from the $299 that you're paying us. And we can just go ahead and focus here with LogoFresh and continuing to optimize your Google business profile. And that way you're still going to shop in Google, you're still verified at the lower cost of $199. In fact, I can even lower it down to $149, so we can continue monitoring and helping your Google business profile as well. Because most of the calls that you were getting, the fact that the two calls that you actually mentioned that you closed, those calls were actually, came from Google itself. So yeah, I would really recommend that we can just pause Facebook ads at the moment and then retain Google, I'm sorry, Google Business Profile and SEO. This would definitely help you as well in terms of managing.
You're telling me that the two, because when I pulled it up on the local splash, it specifically said Facebook. Here we go.
SEO and Facebook, yeah, the chosen or invoice. It's a package. LSEO plus Facebook.
So like even this last one, we got Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that had something to do with Google?
Let me go ahead and check the lead that you got here.
The two that we closed was Mr. John Birdsall and a Mr. Kaplan Marshall. And all three of those say Facebook ads. The rest of those leads, and there are not a lot of them, they weren't viable leads. Or, we got no answers or, whatever. So in that sense, it, once again, has not been beneficial to us. And so we spent almost $1,000 with you guys. And, yes, I appreciate the Google business. That obviously is important to us, but how important is it in the sense of, again, if we're not getting business, if we're not getting leads, then, we're not going to stay in business. And so, once again, you're not going to get paid and we're not going to get paid. And our focus right now is to slow the amount of money we have going out, making sure that the money that we are spending is doing what we needed to do for us to stay in business. And as a startup, that's just kind of our big focus. So
yes, sir, I totally agree with you. Money-wise, I did check the notes here yet. There's actually two leads that you mark as completed, like people Kaplan Marshall. So they're actually coming up from both Facebook ads and also from Google Business Profile as well. So they fill out a form and they also call the call tracking number through the Google Business Profile. So yeah, so what I was saying, we can always pause one product and leave the other. But here with Local Splash, our main goal is really more about Google, because that's actually, you would definitely get a lot more clients, because most clients are actually going through Google searches. So why not just try this time to just focus with Google. As I mentioned, reviews definitely help you to attract potential clients. For this 1 to 3 months as well you've been with us, I know that the reviews kind of hard to together, but as we speak, we still have no reviews, so maybe we can work on this one as well. And definitely, you would definitely attract more clients to call you, because that's really one thing that your customers will see first before calling a certain business.
Yes, okay, and I get that. I totally understand reviews because an important aspect of these lists for us are the reviews, are the customer reviews. And so we've got, a 5-star review with Angie's List because we've gotten more leads and more jobs from that. And so, of course, then we've gotten the opportunity to people to leave reviews. But if they're coming through Angie's, but I hear what you're saying, but they're coming through Angie's List and they're not coming through my Google. So if they're not coming through my Google, then nobody's going to leave review on my phone. So I feel like it's sort of defeating the purpose. And what you're saying to me is, it makes sense if they're using my Google, but they're obviously not using my Google. And so they're not going to be leaving reviews. So it's kind of a, what do you call it, catch 21, you know.
I know that sounds vicious circle.
Yeah.
I understand that. But I believe that you're offering one service and they're not, you know, reviewing you based on where they actually found you or closed your business, right? So you could either leave your reviews in Angie's or even both ways. We also have clients have different kind of campaigns that they work with us. We even found clients or close deals from Instagram or other social media campaign or even Angie's. And we even recommended to, you know, also give them reviews on their Google Assist profile because, again, they're reviewing you based on the job that they actually, you know, completed with you, not exactly where they found you.
But I'm not trying to be argumentative, but my point is that let's say I get a customer from Angie and I'm seeing most of my business coming from Angie, then I'm going to want to keep my Angie and sort of support Angie as opposed to, let's say I did a job for you and I go, okay, can you leave me a review on Angie and Google? Well, first of all, most people don't even like leaving reviews at all, period. Though we've done some really good jobs for people and they've gotten excited about leaving us reviews, which I can totally appreciate, but they've done that on Angie. But then I have to ask them then to go to my Google. I know that's important and it helps for what you're saying we need help with, but I'm just happy that they're leaving me a review on Angie's list because, once again, it's helping at least us getting growth from Angie. I'm not getting anything from Google. I can ask them to leave something on Google, but if they're not seeing me on Google, if they're seeing me on Angie, it's kind of crazy to ask them to then go and a review on Google too when that wasn't where. So I kind of disagree with you in the sense of it doesn't matter where they find me. I think it does matter where they find me. They're finding me on Angie's, and that money transferred to them provides me more leads. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy per se. I'm, you know, giving them more money, getting more leads, getting more business, getting more reviews, but it's on Angie. That's obviously not helping my Google profile at all, but, I mean, at this point, being a startup, all I really care about getting business, period, and getting money so that I can pay, so we can pay our bills. And so far, Flash, I don't feel is really helping me with that. You said you were going to do. You got me up and running on Facebook. You got me, you know, you got me up and running on Google Business. That took, was kind of a headache, but it happened. But done that, I'm 3 months in, I've spent $1,000, and I don't have anything to show for that $1,000. Where I have things I can show you from my Angie and the money that I've spent on Angie. So, and like I said, we're kind of in a bind right now because we haven't gotten big business yet to be able to sort of pay down our debt and whatever, but we were making just enough money to get through the week. So we're surviving, and that's a great thing, especially for a startup, and that's what people tell us. You're surviving. You're doing what you need to do. It's going to probably take you 12 months. But I'm not going to survive if I'm throwing away good money after bad. And like I said, I can use that $300 that I'm paying you monthly in a much better way and can prove that it's being used in a much better way. So,
crazy, sir. And yes, yeah, going back to the reviews, of course, when we establish our Google Business profile, gathering reviews would definitely be challenging for most of our clients, but it just so happened that we cannot generate reviews for our clients. That's what we always ask our clients to help us with gathering reviews. Again, we don't, you know, in my end, I understand that maybe for you it's kind of conflicting if you're getting those clients from Angie's and asking to leave reviews in your Google Business profile. That is actually one way for us to definitely encourage, you know, our business owner clients to have them clients help you as well. But yeah, whatever gonna work with you, actually, Charles. But that's actually how we encourage our clients here. Even if you're getting leads from Facebook, for example, or even close jobs from Facebook, you know, having a very good reviews or leaving reviews in Google would definitely help you as well. because again, that's part of the company that you're paying us. And even if we put you on the first page in Google, you know, and if you don't have any reviews, if you, you know, just put yourself in your customer's perspective, they were going to, you know, skip your business and call something else. So I would agree with you that it's kind of complicated or maybe conflicting in your end, but most customers actually would, you know, it depends maybe on the delivery, but most of them actually also leave reviews regardless of where they found you. So we can always generate URL for customers or even QR codes. But you can also attach that maybe in your, you know, invoices that you send. So they can either leave your reviews in both your Angie and also in your Google Business Profile. So the thing that I can definitely offer at the moment here, as I mentioned, we can either keep one product and leave the other. I would definitely love to work in your account, especially with your Google Business Profile, because you already established and paid 3 months as well. It's just kind of ways that you're going to cancel now and then left your profile unverified. So I really recommend to keep your Google account. We'll continue to monitor and help you optimizing it, because optimization-wise, your account is well optimized. We're even creating content on a weekly basis as well. And the only thing I'm thinking here is what's lacking is really all about reviews then. So I would be happy to, again, as I mentioned, lower the rate to $149, keep SEO.
I'm sorry, how much?
$149.
So basically $150. So you're basically cutting it in half, what I'm paying you right now.
Yes, sir. And if we're still not seeing any results or still not happy with the kind of leads that you're getting, even if you already got the reviews, then of course, you're free to cancel at least your next billing.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Let me ask you this then. So $150. And when is my anniversary date with respect to you guys? Is it tomorrow or?
On the checker billing here. Okay.
Okay.
On the checker billing.
Cool.
So it's just the,
I think it's like March 17th.
And it's birthday. Yeah. So I'm going to base this on your initial invoice, like the when you first sign up with us. That's
so that was December 17th, I think.
You are correct. Okay. Yes, December 17th.
All right. So, so we got April, March. So I'm paying you $300 a month. You're going to cut it in half to $150. So let's say, so March, April, May 17th. So we will review this. So, all right, so I'm going to take you up on the $150. We're going to review this, and that gives you, I'm going to give it 2 months. So we're going to work on trying to get the Google reviews. You guys are going to do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing on your end. And so basically, it's 2 months for the price of one, and then we'll circle back come March 17th. If I feel comfortable with where we are and we start to see some traffic coming through Google, then obviously we can regroup. If not, then the expectation from our end is we are going to consolidate funds with what we know works for us.
Of course. Yes, sir. I'm definitely going to take care of your billing here effective today. So I'll lower it down to $149, and this will take effect on April 17th. Let me just double check here. Because, yeah, because I noticed it here that your billing happens to be every third, actually, because I believe that your initial billing was on December 17th, and then we moved your next billing happens to be in February. So I think they adjusted your billing on February, and then your third payment was on March the 3rd. So technically, your billing happens to be every third of the month. So
I paid you the 3 months, though, correct?
You already paid the 3 months. So you already have you paid already for the March billing. So this
right.
Going to continue.
So you're saying April the 3rd, then it'll be $150.
You are correct, sir.
Okay. All right. So we got April and we got May. So I'll hang in there and see what we got. And like I said, I will make the effort on our end with respect to the Google reviews, because you say that's key. And then hopefully we will see an uptick in business that we can prove that it's through Google.
Sure. So I'm going to pause your Facebook as effective April 3rd. I'll take care of your billing. I'll send you a copy of your invoice as well. And then if you have also new photos that we could use for posting, send it over to us, any completed new jobs that you have. You know, if you if you could have done some Angie, send it over to us as well so we can put it also in your Google business profile. And then I just wanted to confirm with you, although that your business name is more about drone services, but when I check your services you offer, I think you do pressure washing services, right?
That's correct.
Cleaning, roof cleaning. Okay, great. So I would like you to be informed, sir, that we also have other products that we offer. It's also like a lead generation campaign. We call it Google Verified Campaign or Google Guaranteed. I'm not sure if you've heard it before. It's a paper lead campaign. It's kind of similar, actually, with Angie's, but the good thing about it is it's a Google product, of course, but it's more about you're only paying per lead that you're getting. So we can customize budget, how many leads you like to get, on a daily or weekly basis. At the same time, if you receive a lead and you get charged from outside the services that you offer, then it's a money back guarantee. Like Google automatically dispute them.
So if you be interested, is it possible to send me? I mean, because that sounds like Angie's. Angie, it's paid per lead. Do you have some information you can send me on it?
Well, in fact, I can reach out to our team, especially the one who works with the Google Guarantee Department, and that way they can discuss a little bit with you the pricing, because I think right now the estimated cost per lead is ranging around $16 to $25. But, yeah, I'll have someone discuss it more with you instead so they can also discuss with you how the estimated budget cost. And I just wanted to confirm with you, sir, I believe that you have insurance, right, for your business?
That's correct.
Okay, great. And since it's a paper lead campaign, of course, Google actually has to do as well a background check for this. So I believe that you also have social security number, right? And you would be comfortable for any background check with Google.
Yeah, but Google can sort of kiss my butt with some of this. Because of how hard it took us and all the information we gave them just to get the Google business verification. I feel like we've got more than enough information on us to do what they have to do. But if you're saying that's what we need to do, you know, we'll look into it. You have them reach out to me. But I get Google's Google, but Google's not God in that sense. And so, I mean, I have no problems just sticking with Angie, who didn't have me jump through a bunch of hoops in order to get leads and stuff. So that's just my little bit off my chest. I'm not all that thrilled with Google, though I understand the heft and weight that Google carries. Right. Yeah, you can have someone reach out if it's because if the leads are expensive for Angie, and a lead doesn't always generate to business. So if Google has something that's cheaper, and I noticed that we are getting we're being able to close more deals off the leads, then we're tied to Google, so I can get more Google reviews and stuff after completing jobs. Obviously, that would be a better situation for us and sort of a win-win all the way around. So,
yeah. Correct. You're actually right here. So don't worry. I will have someone to call you because they're more experts in terms of how pay-per-lead works with Google Verified Campaign. You don't have to worry. We're going to discuss first how much exactly you're paying. Maybe they will also going to ask you how much you're paying for Angie's. And then we can also compare as well. So, I'll take care of it for you today. Do you have any, preferred time that we can call you back within the day?
I mean, I'm working, so I just happen to be in the office taking care of paperwork today. But, I mean, if I'm out on a job, then, I mean, you just have to call. And if I'm out on a job, I have to, you know, schedule to call back. But if you catch me, you know, not on a job and I can talk, then, you know, then I can talk. But I don't have a preferred time. So.
Thank Because they're currently like an appointment basis still, but is it safe if we can maybe call her back around 5 p.m. Eastern your time?
Sure, you can give it a shot. Like I said, I don't know, but I will make all effort in with respect to that.
Okay. I was just going to put in a 5 p.m. Eastern so we can put you in an appointment here. I can send you an invite as well. Anyway, just keep your line open, and then they'll start calling you. But I'll let them know as well that they can call you anytime. But for appointment, I'm just going to put you 5 p.m. Eastern. Will that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. That's it for me today. So I'll make sure to take care of your billing here. As what mentioned, it would be effective on April 3rd for $149. And then, yeah, let's just work on with getting reviews and setting up new photos. Hopefully you'll get more leads from the campaign you're paying it for SEO. And again, if you're still not happy with the result or the progress, of course, you're free to cancel. Just let us know, call us, or send us a text at least 3 days before your next billing, May 3rd, so we can revisit your options, okay?
Right.
You also
no worries.
Build automatically.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Thank you for your time. I'll send you an email for the invite for the Google Verify campaign. Okay. Thank you again for your time.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Welcome. Bye-bye.